You have brought detection as near an exact science as it ever will be brought in this world.
I'll tell you one more thing I read from the footprints. The two men came in the same cab and they walked down the path as friendly as possible, arm in arm in all probability.
Arm in arm?
Yes, once they get inside, patent leathers, the victim stood still and square toes walked up and down the room getting more and more excited. Then, the tragedy occurred. We must hurry up. I want to go to a concert this afternoon.
I'll tell it you from the beginning, sir. My time is from 10 at night till 6 in the morning. At 11, there was a fight at the White Hart, but bar that was quiet enough on the beat. About 2, or maybe a little after, I thought I'd take a bit of a look around down the Brixton Road. Oh, it was precious dirty and lonely. Not a soul did I see, barring a cab or two. I was strolling down, thinking, between ourselves, how uncommon handy a four a gin hot would be, when suddenly the glint of a light caught my eye, and that house, what I knew was empty on account of him that owns it, won't have the drain seat to, even though the last tenant what lived there died of the typhoid fever.
Yes.
The door was unlocked. I pushed it open and went into the front room, where there was the stub of a candle burning. In the light of the candle, I saw... Well, you know what I saw. I went back to the gate and sounded my rattle, and that brought Ted Murcher from the Olden Grove beat. Apart from the two of us, the street was empty. Well, empty as far as anybody that can be of any good goes. I've seen many a drunk chap in my time, but never anyone as crying drunk as that cove. He was at the gate when I come out, leaning up against the railings and singing at the pitch of his lungs. He could hardly stand. I can see him now, clear as day, great tall chap, with his long red face.
Constable Rance.
Sir?
What became of this man?
Oh, I'd quite enough to do without looking after him. I'll wager he found his way home all right.
It's a blundering fool to think of his having such an incomparable stroke of luck and not taking advantage of it.
It's true that his description of the drunk tallies with your idea of the murderer.
Tallies? That drunk was the murderer.
But why should he come back to the house after leaving it? That's not the way of criminals.
The ring, man, the ring. That's what he came back for. If we have no other way of catching him, we can always bait our line with a ring. I shall have him, Doctor. I'll lay you 2 to 1.
No bet.
I must thank you.
For what?
I might not have gone but for you. I might have missed the finest study I ever came across. A study in scarlet. Eh?
A study in scarlet?
Yeah. Why shouldn't we use a little art jargon? There's the scarlet thread of murder running through the colourless skein of life, and our duty is to unravel it, and isolate it, and expose every inch of it. But now I must send a telegram, and then lunch, I think, and then for Madame Norman Neruda. Her attack and bowing are splendid. What's that little thing she plays so magnificently?
I don't believe I know it.
Damn this shoulder. I'll teach you to overdo things, Doctor. Chasing about London after German subversives. Come in.
Oh, good afternoon, Doctor. I thought I heard you come back. I just wanted to see if dinner at the usual time would be convenient. Why, Dr. Watson, whatever is the matter?
Nothing, Mrs. Hudson, nothing at all.
Nonsense. Come over here and sit down this minute. You look exhausted.
My dear lady, I assure you...
Don't you try to sweet talk me, young man. I'm not some slip of a thing you can get around just like that.
Mrs. Hudson.
Yes, well, I dare say it's worked with a good few before now, but I've seen something of life, and I know a sick man when I see one. Now, are you going to sit down, Doctor, or are you going to be stubborn and stand there pretending until you fall down?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hudson. You're quite right.
That's better. I'll get you some chamomile tea. And while I'm doing it, you can put your feet up. Here, let me help you.
Thank you.